Filmmaker Bryn Boson is here. He's just completed a successful return engagement with his documentary, Taking My Parents to Burning Man, over in Sonoma over the weekend. Let's talk about the genesis of that. Where did you get the idea to do that, and even more so, make a film of it?
I think it has to come from Burning Man itself. I started going to Burning Man a little while back at the ripe age of 20 years old. I stopped going to Christian Bible camp and started going to Burning Man instead. I went to the Playa without telling my parents, and they found out I was there halfway through the week. They typed the name into Google Images, Burning Man, and of course a bunch of pictures of burning idols and half-naked women pop up, and they say, "Dear God, our son has joined a cult." And then I took my sister the next year. She saw that it really wasn't that. My parents researched it a little bit. They saw that it really wasn't that, and then they decided to go on their own. So I asked if I could make a documentary about it, and they said no at first. After a little bit of coaxing, they decided, okay, why not?
Only a little bit of coaxing?
A little bit of coaxing. I believe the quote was, "Hell no, we will not be the characters in your dumb reality TV show." And I said, no, it'll be a feature film, it'll be sentimental, and worst comes to worst, we have the best family home video ever.
And did it live up to that?
It's definitely lived up to that, to say the least. See, I went to 4 years of film school in Capilano University in Vancouver, British Columbia, and enlisted the help of some of my film school buddies, people I've been making films with for the past 4 years, and we decided to start working on this a little more thoroughly. It outgrew the best family home video thing pretty quickly after the Burning Man organization endorsed it and some festivals were interested in the concept, and now here we are.
So you knew what they were getting into when they found themselves there. What was the experience like for them?
When they first got there, I think that they didn't really take into account that first and foremost, this is like survival camping in the desert. So when they got there, they were shocked by the amount of dust and the immense heat and all that. They'd read the survival guides and everything, but even still, you're not used to living in a place that's these kind of conditions, 70-mile-per-hour winds and heat that's, 40 degrees Celsius.
But they adapted in relatively short order?
Yep, they adapted, and they both will be going back at some point, which I don't think is a spoiler alert. There's ups and downs in the film, that's for sure. But as a whole, I think it's natural that my parents would get down on a place that encourages self-expression and radical inclusion, because that's kind of the mindset that they promoted.
How was it for you being there essentially working instead of playing?
I still managed to get my fair share of play in, but it's definitely a different experience because all of a sudden you're on Playa worrying about the time, which is crazy because usually it's just this alternate universe that people enter into. When you stumble upon something, you spend some time there. When you meet people, you spend a couple hours with them. So all of a sudden it was weird. Luckily, I had my beloved co-producer and co-director Joel McCarthy there to kind of crack the whip on all of the party animals. It was great. It's kind of like taking a kid to Disneyland and being like, okay, come to Disneyland and don't play. You have to pick up all the trash.
So you turned it around fairly quickly.
Yeah, fairly quickly. We wanted to turn it around more quickly, but then all of a sudden realized that it's actually a lot of work to edit a feature-length documentary. And this is only me and my other friend. We're both 22 and 23 editing this thing. So yeah, we're the two of the youngest kids in our film class, and this is our first year in the real world, so to speak. So we may have underestimated the amount of work that goes into a feature-length documentary.
How did you wind up getting the world premiere at the Sonoma Film Festival?
We applied to a few different film festivals, but we really wanted it to reach like an appropriate audience. So we did some research and saw that Sonoma is actually full of wine tasting rooms and people that like to have a good time and people that are mostly my parents' age. So we're like, let's give this a whirl. And the reception couldn't have been more fantastic.
Do you see a different reaction from different generations watching it?
100%. And same goes for people that have been to Burning Man and haven't been to Burning Man. There's a couple different reactions. One of them are parents that watch the film. They're like, I had no idea that this was like I'd consider going someday, and now I know what to bring and how to prepare. Other parents are like, oh, my kids have been going for ages and I won't attend personally, but now I can worry less because I see what's actually going on there. And then there's the third part, which is sort of like, this is exactly why I don't want to go there, but I take a message back and it all does make a little more sense.
Brian, I want to thank you very much for coming in to talk about it, and good luck with the film as you take it elsewhere.
Thank you so much, Bruce.